JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, new motorcycles handed over to the Jamaica Constabulary Force. And stick around for our Glimpses of Jamaica feature. Stay with us. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, recently added 13 motorcycles and 2 pickup vans to its fleet. This acquisition is expected to increase the presence of the police on the roads while enhancing their ability to deter crime and traffic offenses. The motorcycles will be deployed to the JCF's traffic division in Kingston, St. James, Manchester, Clarendon, St. Elizabeth, St. Anne, and St. Catherine, while the pickups will be used to patrol the north-south corridor of Highway 2000.
I'm happy that we have made this investment. I know they should last us a long time and improve the efficiency of the police traffic department in particular, and also, as I said, enhance the safety of those officers who are riding those motorbikes.
Minister of National Security Peter Bunting. The motorcycles represent the last tranche of vehicles purchased from the $300 million allocation by the government through the Ministry of National Security for boosting the JCF's mobile capability during the 2013-2014 financial year. The 2 pickups were purchased by National Road Operating and Construction Company, NROC.
Jane, is how you start coming to work so early from the other day? You're working for a promotion?
No, my dear child, nothing like that. I realize that when I come work late, I don't get much work done. But when I come in early, I finish my task and even have time to plan for the next day. And because of that, my entire department has become more productive.
Well, I'm going to follow your lead and ensure that my department is more productive too.
Punctuality plays a key role in improving productivity. Be on time and use your time well. Productivity, pathway to prosperity. A message from the Jamaica Productivity Center.
Hilda, that has to be one of your better meals, man. Everything is just marvelous.
Thank you, sir.
Corn bread is a little bit tough, doing.
It's true, you know, Miss Carla. It's like me never put any baking powder in there.
Hilda! Didn't you use the baking powder Mr. Phillips bought?
I bought? Don't tell me you used the snail insecticide powder.
Never buy pesticides in unmarked containers. Always buy them in the original containers, which are labeled. And never store pesticides in the kitchen among food items. You and your family could be poisoned. Always treat pesticides carefully and lock them away from children.
You've got to be careful when using pesticides.
Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan is aimed at guiding the island to developed country status over the next 16 years. Vision 2030 is on a mission to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for more information. And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
Joycelyn Ellison, and then so when you're doing the dry corn, a prosperity before you. Yeah, a prosperity.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or by calling 926-359024. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Thanks to Joel Samuels, my engineer. I'm Ruth Ankar, reminding you to join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. Until then, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.